Today we see a witness of Jesus, a witness to the fact of the continuity of the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament and the New Testament. It is not a continuity in the sense of the writings, but a continuity in the sense of who it is that is being written about. That Moses, who knew God, who had this exchange with God, who had a unique and intimate relationship with God, unlike so many others, who was able to witness, who was able to intercede, as we saw in the first reading, to intercede for the people as they had become depraved. In this relationship between God and Moses, we see that there is continuity. There is the witness that Jesus makes today, that to believe the writings of Moses is to believe in him, that they are not contrary to each other. It's interesting because so often Jesus is fighting with the scribes and the Pharisees, who say that they know the scriptures well. They know and they are fulfilling them well. And yet every time Jesus acts, they accuse him of breaking the law. They accuse him of breaking the Sabbath. They accuse him of doing works contrary to the law and Moses. And yet Jesus is making it very clear, if you actually knew Moses, if you actually knew his writings, if you understood them properly, then you would love me, because the two are one. We speak of Jesus as the Word of God, as the Word, capital W, the Word of God. This is scripture that testifies to that connection. My brothers and sisters, I think it is a challenge for us, especially those who have grown up with Jesus. Obviously, we didn't probably grow up in his hometown in Galilee. We're not 2,000 and some years old. We didn't grow up with him. But many of us, born and raised in the church, in a family of believers, and in so doing, at times we have become familiar with Jesus in a passed along way, in a third party way, and we acquire this knowledge about who he is, and then we have the box labeled Jesus and we place him in there. It is very important, my brothers and sisters, that we not be afraid to enter into this relationship with Jesus that is offered to us in the church, in the Holy Spirit, to be entering into this relationship and to seek for it to be made true, to not allow our understanding of Jesus not to be a third-party understanding. We have confidence that when we truly encounter Jesus, which is possible because he is alive, that when you encounter him and I encounter him and others encounter him, that we are encountering the same Lord and that we will come to unity and truth. There should be no fear involved in us growing in an intimate relationship with God, because we are coming into contact, we are coming into relationship with the same God. How important humility is to enter into this relationship, to no longer possess in our box of Jesus information third-party knowledge, but to have personal knowledge of who God is. While we're locked in our homes, it's a perfect time to sit down, to pray, to open up the scriptures, to enter into this relationship, to invite the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us to all truth, to bring to truth, to verify all that we have come to know, and anything that is of human baggage to burn up, anything that is not of God to consume, to purify, so that we would enter into this true and perfect relationship with our God. Amen.